So Anthony, looking ahead to the big Northwest Derby at Finn Park on Friday night, it's always sort of the home games in the Derby are the ties that you mark at the start of the year. There's another one this weekend. What do Harps have to do if they're to take victory against Derry on Friday?
Well, it's going to be very, very difficult for Finn Harps. Derry City are a team, you know, they're sitting fourth in the league at the minute, actually. And they've done really well, Derry City, this year, because I think I was one of the ones, along with many others, that thought because they lacked a wee bit of experience that they might, you know, mid-table at best would be their expectations. But, you know, you look at the league table and they're sitting above St Pat and Sligo and Cork City, and, you know, they've had a very positive season. And, you know, I look back to the game in the Brandywell where, like, the last time the two sides met, and Derry City won comfortably that night 4-0. But it was the first goals was the game-changer, actually, you know, because of the way the Finn Harps set up that night. You know, they were difficult to break down. And Derry, while they had a lot of the play, you know, didn't look for long periods in the first half that they were going to score. And Harps actually could have taken the lead that night from a set play where they got an end of a, I think it was a long throw from Tony McNamee, and they had a header that the keeper just tipped around the post. But that, you know, a lot has, it's not that long ago, but a lot has changed in that time in terms of, you know, Finn Harps are, you know, they've got themselves off the bottom of the league now. You know, they've gone above UCD. They've put a few victories together, and they'll be a lot more positive, I think, than they were that night in the Brandywell.
But it's going to be much more along the same sort of lines, do you expect?
I do, yeah, because, I mean, just listening to all his quotes during the week, you know, he thinks that if Derry turn up and play, that, you know, they've no chance, which isn't all that nice if you're a Finn Harps player and you hear your manager saying that. But Ollie does that well, and I think everybody at this stage knows that Ollie, you know, he plays up the opposition and plays down his own chances. But, you know, Harps did a fantastic victory in Waterford last week, albeit, you know, from watching it, like, it was a difficult watch. There wasn't an awful lot of football played, but, you know, Finn Harps showed enough on the occasion that, you know, they're well organised, they're well set up. The players that they have, they'll play to their strength. They're very disciplined. They'll do the jobs that's expected of them. And if Harps are, like, you know, sort of going back to what Ollie says, you know, if Derry turn up, but if Finn Harps in a derby game, they need every player playing to their maximum potential, which is more than capable. They're more than capable of playing, you know, a 9 out of 10 performance, every one of them. And if they do that, well, they will cause Derry City problems.
Yeah, I know previously we spoke going into another, a previous derby rather, that you felt that set pieces was the format that Harps would need if they were going to break the deadlock or get a goal against Derry. Has your thinking on that changed now ahead of the latest edition of the derby?
No, it hasn't, actually, because, I mean, if you look at goals for and goals against, Derry City have scored 39 goals and Finn Harps have only scored 21 goals, you know, so that in itself tells the tale that, you know, Harps do find it difficult to score goals. And the games that I have seen Finn Harps, because of the height, like Sam Todd and Keith Cowan coming up, and, you know, that they have a decent delivery, Finn Harps, from set plays, and they're quite inventive as well. Like, they, you know, they obviously do a bit on the training ground with it. So I still believe that is their main threat. And if you add in, like, we don't know if Tony McNamee's going to play, but, you know, his ability to throw the ball from out wide into the middle of 6 yard box is, you know, it's in the Rory Delap category, and, you know, that's a very difficult ball to defend against. And also as well, like, you know, with Finn Harps made a sign in there during the week with Josh Smith, you know, from German 4th Division football. Now, I know he's been injured for a while and apparently hasn't played for about 7 months, but by all accounts, he's very fit and he's in good shape. And he's 6'4" as well, actually. So, I mean, if you throw him into the mix as well with Keith Cowan and Sam Todd, well, you know, set plays is going to be a huge importance for Finn Harps on Friday night.
Yeah. Just looking at the running for Harps and the remaining games, it's not an easy running for them. They've now got Derry. It'll be followed by Bowes, Dundalk, St Pat's, Sligo, Cork before they meet UCD again. Then it's Shamrock Rovers, then it's Waterford and Derry again. So there's a lot. There's obviously they're going to target the UCD and the Waterford matches and one or two others of those where they can get achievable points out of. But In a situation, Anthony, this weekend, would you rather get a point or three out of Derry and know that you're in a playoff come the last game of the season rather than heading into the Brandywell where you know you need a result on the last night of the season?
Yeah, I think Van Harps at this stage would, if they were offered the playoff, they would take it at this stage. You know, there's a gap of 7 points between themselves and Waterford, and Waterford have three games in hand on the motion. You look at the fixtures that you've read out there, and you think, you know, where are you gonna? They're gonna pick up the points. I mean, you name Bowes and Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers and Cork. You know, it's going to be difficult for them. But if we look back to the home games they played, their home form has to. They're going to have to start picking up more points at home than what they are. And going back to the start of the season, they've been very, very unfortunate at home, Ashton. You know, and we've spoken about this before, the amount of games that they've lost by the odd goal at home in games where they've actually played quite well. And I'm sure anybody that's watched them this year and talking to a lot of people that have, you know, they're quite happy with, the supporters have been quite happy with the way that they have played. And, you know, it's a, you know, they've taken a few more risks in the style of football that they're playing. But their home form is going to be vital. And nobody likes coming to Finn Park, Ashton. You know, it's a big pitch for a start. But I suppose the surroundings don't, wouldn't encourage the opponent to go and look forward to the trip there. But their home form, if they pick up points at home, I believe that they've enough over UCD to secure the playoff place and avoid automatic relegation. And then once you're in the playoff, then, I mean, it just becomes a cup final, and it's who wants it more when it gets to that stage.
Just finally then, would you take a draw tomorrow night?
I would, of course, yeah, absolutely. All points are important at this stage of the season, and, going into a tough run of fixtures, I mean, a point at home against Derry City would be very positive. And it would give them encouragement then going into the games against the other teams. That, basically, you look at Dundalk, which are in a league of their own at the minute, and followed by Shamrock Rovers and Bowes. And, you know, Derry are next in the mix there, Ashton. You know, and if they can get a positive result of Derry tomorrow night, well, that gives them hope going into the remaining games against the teams below Derry City, and giving them hope that they can get results against them.